The Truth News Network.
Albert Einstein once said, "We must think less and feel more." You know, for a clever guy, you gotta ask, what the hell was he thinking? In an ever more dangerous world, any plan that includes thinking less is a sure strategy for suicide. Think more. And at the blackboard for today's Chalk Talk, here's Dan Newman.
Hey there. How are you today? Thank God it's TGIF. It is Friday. Are you looking forward to a big weekend? I'm sure you are. And maybe, just maybe, you can step out a little bit this weekend. How's this social distancing going for you at your house, in your city? I hope that you're able to do anything. Just be safe while you're doing it and think about everything going on. No, really don't. Try to forget it. Have a nice weekend, a peaceful weekend away from all the noise. But you're not there yet, and I'm not going to let you get there today. Folks, Adam Schiff, Mr. Evil, he's defending his defenseless congressional actions again. Mr. Evil, Adam Schiff. On April 23rd, just 2 weeks ago, we published this story here at Truth News Network. And it's titled, "How Evil is Representative Adam Schiff." In 2018, the House Intelligence Committee forged a rare bipartisan moment. Its Republican and Democratic members voted to make public the transcripts of 53 witnesses that testified in the Russia collusion investigation. John Solomon, Just the News, reminded us that. However, that act of transparency has been aggressively thwarted by Mr. Evil, Adam Schiff. Schiff took over as chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence from Republican Devin Nunes in 2019. It was then that Adam kicked off his disgraceful strategy. He sent a letter to the office of then-Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, which Just the News has obtained. In the letter, Schiff ordered that the witness transcripts, some of which contained exculpatory evidence for President Trump's team, not be shared with Trump or White House lawyers, even if the declassification process required such sharing. The letter, dated March 26th of 2019, stated this: "Under no circumstances shall the Office of Director of National Intelligence or any other element of the intelligence community share any committee transcripts with the White House, with President Trump, or any persons associated with the White House or the President. Such transcripts remain the sole property of the House Intelligence Committee and were transmitted to the DNI for the limited purpose of enabling a classification review by Intelligence Committee elements and the Department of Justice." So what's happened? Well, the new acting Director of National Intelligence, Richard Grenell, has told House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff those transcripts, those 53 transcripts from testimony, well, they're cleared for public release as House Republicans demand access to the materials. Uh-oh. Grenell sent a letter this week to Schiff notifying him that transcripts of all 53 interviews, which add up to more than 6,000 pages in total, they're related to foreign interference in the 2016 election. They can be released now. As noted in that letter from Schiff shown above, Schiff forbid the DNI to release any of those interviews because they're the sole property of his committee. As you probably know, they are not the property of Schiff nor any congressional committee. They are the property of the people. Further, they have been declassified officially and should be publicly released with classified segments redacted. That's the law. And there's a new wrinkle. I can just imagine how frantic Representative Schiff is today. Why? Because of a message from Acting DNI Director Grenell included in that notification letter to Schiff informing the congressman that those interviews are ready to be released to the public, which is legally required. So what else did Grenell say to Schiff? Quote, "In the interest of transparency and accountability, I urge you to honor your previous public statements and your committee's unanimous vote on this matter to release all 53 clear transcripts to all members of Congress and the American public as soon as possible." That's part of what Grenell wrote to Schiff. But he stopped just short of announcing that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence will release the transcripts if Congress continues to stall on the action. But he alluded to what is a possibility for the future, should Schiff fail to comply. Grinnell said this, "I'm also willing to release the transcripts directly from the Office of Director of National Intelligence to ensure we comply with unanimous and bipartisan vote to release the transcripts." When he read that, folks, I guarantee you Schiff went stark raving crazy if he wasn't already there. Plain and straightforward, Adam Schiff is afraid of what the American public will see if those testimony transcripts are released. Although each of those who served on that committee, they already know the contents, and therefore they know what content would be detrimental to Adam Schiff. Because each transcript was classified, their contents have never been leaked to the public. That seems a bit strange to me. Something in a congressional closed classified hearing not being leaked to the public seems strange to you? Well, remember this. Each time Schiff's committee in classified settings heard testimony from any member of the Trump administration, details of every testimony heard from each of them were leaked to the press. Each leak portrayed content of testimony to be something other than what that person testified under oath. In every such classified testimony, every time there was a recess, Schiff was seen out in the House hallway on the phone. Is there a coincidence there? Information, testimony that might denigrate the president or might fuel the fires of impeachment? Adam Schiff on the phone, leaker, leaker, leaker. He was known as the serial House leaker to his fellow members of the House. The congressman has consistently lied without any impunity. He shows no remorse for doing so throughout his House career. His lies are legend. We could spend an hour of your time just reading them if we posted them all in the story. But most Americans, thanks to some conservative-thinking journalists, already know which of his statements fall into that category. Thanks to John Solomon, who is one of the nation's top investigative journalists, we have a few of Schiff's lies and the proof of their untruthfulness right now, right here for you. Here's one of Schiff's reported claims. Quote, FBI and DOJ officials did not abuse the FISA process, omit material information, or subvert this vital tool to spy on the Trump campaign. DOJ met the rigor, transparency, and evidentiary basis needed to meet FISA's probable cause requirement. That's what Schiff claimed. You want the declassified facts? Horowitz, I.G. Horowitz, told the Senate Judiciary Committee on December 11th of 2019, quote, I do not think the DOJ fairly treated these FISAs. His report went even further in describing how the FBI violated its own rules when they submitted four FISA applications with a total of 51 pieces of unverified, inaccurate, or fake false information. FBI personnel fell far short of the requirement in FBI policy that they ensure that all factual statements in a FISA application are scrupulously accurate, he wrote. We identified multiple instances in which factual assertions relied upon in the first FISA application were inaccurate, incomplete, or unsupported by appropriate documentation. The FISAs were so flawed, in fact, that DOJ has formally withdrawn two of the apps from the court in their entirety, because they were incontrovertibly inaccurate. Here's another Schiff report claim. DOJ and FBI officials, quote, made only narrow use of information from Steele's sources about Carter Page's specific activities in 2016. Declassified facts. I.G. Horowitz directly contradicted this claim, concluding the dossier, quote, played a central and essential role in the FISA application. The FISA request form drew almost entirely from Steele's reporting in describing the factual basis to establish probable cause to believe that Carter Page was an agent of a foreign power. Those were Inspector General Horowitz's words. And here's another Schiff report claim. DOJ provided additional information obtained through multiple independent sources that corroborated Steele's reporting. Declassified facts, quote, we found that the FBI did not have information corroborating the specific allegations against Carter Page in Steele's reporting when it relied upon his reports in the first FISA application or subsequent renewal applications. Horowitz reported that in December. Schiff's claims on his many television and media appearances during the early days of the Russia collusion narrative have also aged very poorly. In early February of 2017, Schiff fanned the narrative that former National Security Advisor Flynn may have sought to undercut President Obama's sanctions on Russia during a phone call with the Russian ambassador and should be prosecuted under the Logan Act. Quote, Mr. Schiff, Trump's team, through Flynn, reaches out to the Russian ambassador and potentially says, don't worry about those sanctions. We're going to take care of business. We're not going to bite the hand that fed us. That's something that needs to be investigated. That's hugely consequential, Schiff told The Atlantic magazine on Valentine's Day 2017. By the time Schiff uttered those words, the FBI agent who had investigated Flynn's contacts with Russia had already concluded on January 4th, a month and 10 days prior to Schiff saying that. That agent said that there was, quote, no derogatory information about Flynn's contacts and recommended closing down the case. That's according to these recently declassified FBI memos. Recently declassified documents from Special Counsel Mueller's probe show that the FBI had informed DOJ by late January of 17 that Flynn was not acting as an agent of Russia. Likewise, the main prosecutor for national security cases inside the DOJ, Mary McCord, and others thought prosecuting Flynn under the Logan Act was unlikely or a long shot after reading Flynn's actual words from a transcript of his conversation with the Russian ambassador, those memos show. Quote, McCord said that upon learning of Flynn's phone calls with Ambassador Kislyak, a Logan Act prosecution seemed like a stretch to her, the Mueller summary of her interview stated. And a top FBI official's handwritten notes expressed concern the Bureau's treatment of Flynn amounted to playing games and appeared to involve an effort to get him into an interview where he might, or so he could, be prosecuted or fired. Once again, Schiff was peddling claims the DOJ, FBI, and the intelligence community had already dismissed. For us at Truth News Network, it is befitting that Representative Schiff has never produced any of the, quote, ironclad evidence in his possession that proves Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to impact the results of the 2016 election for his benefit. I cannot recall how many television interviews over a two-year period in which Schiff made those exact claims over and over again. There were a bunch of them. Oddly enough, no one from the Democrat Party ever called him out or asked about that evidence. Many conservatives did, and I was one of them. It is now certain Schiff never had that evidence at all. Certainly, if real, and certainly if it was in his possession, it would have been brought forward during the House impeachment process. Schiff is probably the most derided member of the House of Representatives and the least trustworthy, maybe even more trustworthy than Speaker Pelosi. Hardly a day goes by that any of his tweets are not lambasted by dozens and dozens of conservative Americans who can no longer stand silent in the echo of his constant pontificating and lying about all things Donald Trump. The president was just first in his responsive attacks on Schiff. Hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans have consistently taken their shots at Adam through the last few years, and for just cause. What's most amazing to me is that he, with no obvious remorse, tells lies, misrepresents facts, denigrates the president and every member of his family, while Schiff fabricates allegations against the president for horrendous and often illegal activities Schiff states factually are part of Mr. Trump's life as president. By definition, folks, that labels Schiff as a pathological liar. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy weighed in on this latest proof of Representative Schiff's habitual lies.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, member of the Judiciary Banking and Budget Committees, joins us now. Senator Kennedy, good morning to you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, a lot to get to this morning. I'll first ask you about this long-awaited release, a less redacted version of this memo. What have you been able to conclude about the scope of the Mueller investigation from what was originally known?
Well, let me talk about the scope memo first, and then I'd like to talk about the revelations regarding Chairman Schiff. I wasn't as surprised by the scope memo. I think based on what I observed and what the American people observed throughout the Mueller investigation, it always appeared that they were just after a scalp. And I don't mean any disrespect to Mr. Mueller. I understand he's a fine person. I've not met him. But when he testified before Congress, I think it became clear to many that Mr. Mueller was not in charge day to day of his investigation. His team that he put together was, and they were after a scalp. In terms of Chairman Schiff, it's just terrible. I mean, what they just revealed about him is third world country stuff. I mean, his investigators called 53 witnesses in secret. Not a single one of them said there was any collusion. In fact, they all said, we don't have any evidence of collusion. It was all done in secret. Chairman Schiff knew it. He read the transcripts, and he walked out in front of God and country and the American people and said, I have direct evidence of collusion. Now, you know, if you and I lie to Congress, it's perjury. If Congress lies to us, it's politics. That's third world country stuff. And at the whole time, Chairman Schiff is lecturing all of us about the rule of law. And he's lying to the American people. You know, an ounce of hypocrisy is worth a pound of ambition. There's an old saying. I don't know who said it, but she was a smart person. The real issue to me, guys, what are we going to do about it? You know, this is on top of the Carter Page stuff, everything else we've heard, the General Flynn stuff, and Congress hadn't done anything. All we've done is strut around and talk and issue press releases. I mean, I hope Lindsey, we proved yesterday that we can hold safe hearings where we're apart and people can participate by Zoom if they want to. We need to start hearings now, like yesterday. That's my opinion. Anyway.
So let me ask you more about that in just a moment. But first, just to give everyone an idea of some of the words that were revealed in that less redacted memo. This was the Rod Rosenstein memo dated August 2nd, 2017, as it pertains to the scope of the Russia probe, Senator Kennedy. Any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, and two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from that investigation. This was just some of what was revealed that shows that the scope went much broader than you or I or members of Congress or the American public initially knew. Fox News is being told by a senior administration official, Senator Kennedy, that, to your point, Adam Schiff is, quote, in panic mode. And, of course, you remember going back to his past statements that there was, quote, direct evidence of collusion. I hear you calling on your own colleagues, asking the question, what are we going to do about it? You going to do about it, Senator Kennedy?
Well, so first of all, we need to call all these people and put them under oath. Let me go back on the memo, on Rosenstein's memo. Look, the way I read that memo, it basically said, go find me something. Get me a scalp. It became clear to me throughout the entire investigation that that's what Mr. Mueller's team was doing. Once again, I don't know whether Mr. Mueller was all that involved. But in terms of what Adam did, Congressman Schiff, I mean, that's just... it's third world country stuff, you know, to gather evidence from 53 witnesses. I mean, that they deposed in secret under oath. They said, nope, there's nothing there. And he goes out and said, I have direct evidence. Now, that's not right. Disagreement is fine in a democracy. But this isn't disagreement. This is persecution. These weren't investigations. They weren't prosecutions. They were persecutions. And, I mean, where's the FBI? Where's the Department of Justice on this? I mean, Bill Barr's been the person who's been most active. But the hits just keep on coming here, nothing gets done. It's apparently it's easier to divorce your spouse up here than to fire somebody, and nobody gets fired or anything.
Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana weighs in, and he pretty much expressed the feelings of just millions of Americans that just don't trust Adam Schiff. Hey, I think this time, folks, Schiff may be finished. Much of what is likely in those testimony transcripts have been denied in classified hearings and testimony by Mr. Schiff. When it all sees the light of day, as it looks like it will very quickly, the congressman is likely to find himself seeking really adept and politically savvy D.C. attorneys to represent him in a criminal case in which he's the defendant. And for that, I must honestly say, in my humblest Southern spirit, bless his heart. Hey guys, I want you to have a great weekend. We'll have bullet points here at Truth News Net in the morning. And don't forget this, as we told you, Dr. Judy Mikovits is going to be with us on Tuesday, a live interview. I'm looking forward to it. That's the doctor that on the live show, TNN Live yesterday, we played a 26-minute video that revealed a lot of the wrongdoing that has been going on and is going on in places like the WHO and the CDC. You don't want to miss that interview. And I tell you what you do. If you've got questions that you would like the doctor to answer about coronavirus, about anything to do with viruses and disease, vaccinations, she's one of the foremost experts on earth and has a storied past to back that all up. Send me a question or two that you would like me to ask her in that interview. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. Dan@truthnewsnet.org. I look forward to seeing you throughout this weekend and next week. Take it easy. You know, you got to space yourself out. Be socially responsible. Seriously, go for it, folks. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being here. We'll see you soon at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
The truth. Straight. No chaser. TNN.
The Truth News Network.